Well, we call this meeting to order. This is the Town of Apple Valley Town Council meeting, Wednesday, March 4th, 2020. And if we could all rise for pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's go ahead and do a roll call.
Mike McLaughlin here.
Debbie Cobb here.
Marty Lisenby here.
Paul Edwardson here.
Danny Bass here.
So we'd like to welcome everybody to our meeting tonight. Yes, we have lots of people here anxious to take part, I hope. Mayor's Town update, I'll just share a couple things. We did get an approval on our CIP funding for the stormwater FEMA submission. So they've given us a grant of $20,000 to help pay for that. The engineering is required to do that FEMA grant submission. Any questions on that? And declaration of conflict of interest. Any conflicts of interest on anybody?
No.
We've got a consent agenda is the first item on our agenda.
Okay, I reviewed all the minutes, and unless anybody has any questions on the minutes or the expenses, I say I approve the consent calendar as stated.
You move.
I move to approve the consent calendar as stated. Minutes for January 6, 2020, February 5, 2020, January expenditure report, and January operational budget update.
I'll second that.
Is there any discussion on any items there? You guys all right? Let's go ahead and vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. And discussion action, consider approval of change of zone AV 1376-L from open space to agricultural. Richard Timpson, Planning Commission recommended by the Planning Commission 4-0. I'll just want to bring up one item of point of reference on this. It was brought to my attention through an email from one of our residents that the approved the agricultural approval on this doesn't meet with our general plan. That's our half acre, and our legal counsel's advised that it's okay to approve this as is, but we should go ahead and fix the plan. It just means that until we fix it, it just doesn't match is all it is. It's not that big a deal, is how he puts it. So I think that we'll put that on an agenda for the Planning Commission to amend that general map. But in the meantime, he was okay with us approving this as, if that's what we felt we wanted to do. So.
Will that get on the next Planning Commission agenda? So it doesn't...
Kind of up to the Planning Commission.
It'll be on our work meeting on the 11th.
They have a lot of stuff that they were thinking of changing general plan anyway. This would just be one more of them, because I can see that somebody, when they did their general plan, they're looking out there saying, hey, someday these are going to be a bunch of half acre lots. But it kind of X's out the guy that already owns the 20 acres that says, no, I'm going to be agriculture for a while.
Well, I thought that.
So it's not a big deal.
I thought that we had transitioned a lot of that space to open space.
It is open space, but the general map is half acre. There's a difference. The general map is like a cloud up in the sky. It just says there's the ground zoning, which is open space. What's up in the sky, or cloud, is like I like to refer to it, is says that possibly our half acre one day. So if a developer came in and says, what did you guys have planned out there? We could say that, well, we're thinking half acre lots out there someday. So if you want to buy up 1,000 acres, he knows that we're okay for a half acre lots being out there.
We'll take care of that when we take care of bubbling wells density.
Okay. All right, so anyway.
I'll make a motion if we're ready.
Okay, yes, sure.
So, make a motion that we Approve the zone change for Apple Valley 1376-L from open space to agricultural for Richard Simpson.
Okay. I second the motion.
And vote?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Item number two, consider award of approval RFP Apple Valley Way Romeway Drainage Project. And this has been on our minds and agenda for a little while. And we have open bids this morning. And we have that bid in here at all? Did you put a part of our packet or is it?
I did not. No.
Okay. Anyway, the
should I run off some copies of it?
Well, the winning bid, at least, I think that we should have it here, if you don't mind. So let's go on to item number three. Discussion possible action on town lighting ordinance. We'll come back to item number two in a minute. Discussion possible action on town lighting ordinance. I was Planning Commission passed this some time ago, what they wanted to have. And when we got it, it was like 44 pages long, and we thought, these guys are nuts, you know, passing something that's 44 pages long. And it seemed to repeat itself. And the more I dug into it, the more I realized it does repeat itself. This ordinance is probably only 6 or 8 pages long, and it's done 44 pages worth. And it was just, I don't know how this got compiled into our calendar that way. And but in the meantime, I had been looking at other possible solutions. Loved Ivan's, and then I loved Tokerville's, and ended up on looking at Tokerville's ordinance. What I like about Tokerville's ordinance, it pretty much just says if there's got a light bulb, you better cover it up. You know, and if it's up on a hill behind someone and they can see the light bulb, that's a problem you're going to have to fix. So it's real, it takes care of these gable roofs that have a light bulb that look like headlights. When you have that wrong kind of an angle on them, like the cabin project, when you're coming down the highway, it addresses those kind of lights and says that they're responsible for covering those lights so you don't have the glare. It's okay to have that light coming down. It basically, in a nutshell, says that your light from your security light or other lights cannot leave your property and go on trespass on someone else's property. It does it in a nice, elegant way. It's about 10 pages worth. And we've incorporated anything that I thought was key in yours, we've incorporated there, even though in some ways it's like the temperature of the lights, they want them at 3,000. Something.
I don't know how it got 44 pages. It wasn't that long of a.
I went back to what you guys had, and it was 23 pages, I think it was. And even that one repeats itself over and over again.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I cleaned that up, and do you guys have any questions about this?
I read it. The thing about it is I read the old one. I was like trying to read the phone book because at least I understood the phone book. But the problem is it's written by somebody with a degree in physics of light, light physics, you know, and it's like you're trying to figure out what he's saying, but with the Tokerville ones, it puts it in real plain language, and I could even understand how it applied to my house and the lighting I have in my house. So I liked it. And it's much more plain and clear. And also, the old one said, well, if you've been living here and if you have lights on your house, you don't have to change them. Well, okay, that's maybe fair for those people, maybe, especially those people who maybe have a hard time affording it.
I think they gave them like a 5 years.
Yeah, which is ridiculous because, you know, the whole idea is to get the sky in Apple Valley to be a dark night sky so we can see the stars. And so it gives this new one. And we can talk about the amount of time the town will give them to change the existing lights, but in the Tokerville ordinance, it's 18 months, a year and a half, and I'm not sure if you guys think that's reasonable or should be extended or if that's okay. Anybody have any ideas about that?
So to be in compliance, you'd have 18 months to bring your lighting into compliance, basically is what it's saying. I can see for the gas station, that's probably a hardship, you know, because it's so expensive to light a place like that. But to some residents, that could be a hardship because it's 18 months isn't that far away. It goes by pretty quick.
I think 5 years is too long. What about 36 months?
24 months.
Mm-hmm. Denny, you got an idea?
Mike? 24 months is 24? More than fair.
I think that's a little over, but I like the 18-month thing. I don't think it should take longer than that to fix your lighting.
Well, let's err on the side of caution. Call 24 then. Would that be okay?
Yes.
And then so I'll make a note on that. And then the one item number three, was basically verbiage I pulled out of the one that Planning Commission had passed it, so you could see what
right.
we're comparing. So we're going to scratch number three altogether and accept number two with 24 months. And now, we don't have to pass this today if we want to give, you know, some comment time or feedback from any and everybody, or, you know, or if you're comfortable with it.
Well, I am. And the thing about it is, it's. I don't think it's something that a lot of people are going to disagree with. I mean, everybody likes a dark sky. I know that Rocky Mountain Power apparently has two or three remaining light fixtures in town. One of them is failing, thank goodness, because it shines right in my window at night. And, you know, the way that, so I think it's sodium vapor, I'm not sure, it's a pink kind. But it goes off for maybe half an hour, and then the something inside says, no, it should be on. It turns on for a little while, but the difference is night and day. It really is. It really makes a big difference for that light, because it's really high. So I like this ordinance. And I can't envision any complaints about it. But what do I know?
All day lights turned off by 11 o'clock at night. Do holiday lights offend anybody, or is that too early in the evening for those that like to go out looking at lights? Any comments from anybody?
Midnight. I was thinking the same thing, Richard. Midnight.
Mayor?
Yes.
Is this restricted to residential, or does it apply to commercial?
It actually has both of them down here. It's residential and commercial at two different times, and they're both 11 o'clock right now.
Is it prevent you from turning on the light after 11?
No. It's just holiday lighting. In other words, when you have a big display or something,
right.
It's just saying it should be shut off by midnight.
So how does the gas station keep its lights on if they decide to open up at midnight?
Well, if they're open, and what this actually does for the gas station, says within 30 minutes of closing, those lights should be turned, okay. You know, other than security lights, should be off. So that's what's included here as well.
I think they keep their pump. They think they keep their pumps open 24/7. So,
canopy lights have to stay on.
So the canopy lights would, but they could be also made to not shine the light out, right down on the island.
In the future, just hypothetically, if your town grew, how would it apply to tennis courts, baseball fields, etc.?
It's addressed in there, and I can't remember exact language.
It's 11 o'clock at night. It should be turned off unless they're in middle of gameplay, you know, then they would extend that. But they're pretty much trying to tell everybody to, can you, like in a ball field kind of a situation, to try and have your game over by 11. Which I think this is the same as many other communities that try to.
They have the new lighting for baseball fields that are, you know, are directed down, that, you know, that take up, that protect the night sky. So I know a lot of softball tournaments go to midnight in this community. I mean, in Washington County, softball alone brings in $32 million worth of revenue to Washington County. So, we don't have that. I'm just saying, in the future, if you ever grew to that, it should be the same thing 30 minutes after play.
Yeah, so that's an option. Let's go ahead and leave this for some additional comments. I like a couple of your things you're talking about, 30 minutes after play.
That sounds good.
But I think that 11 o'clock as a goal, we could leave that in there. And, you know, as a target time that they're going to try and have their game finished by, even though we don't have any ball fields, we don't have that problem yet, and then 30 minutes after play time. Does that sound reasonable?
Yes.
I think there's some permitting also that you can get to extend times.
I feel we ought to table this so we can get some more public input on this too, and just kind of that way we can tweak it a little bit.
Let's see, we put it on the website.
I can do that. Yeah, sounds good.
There were a great, great example sheet that was sent out to us that should go in every water bill. Mm-hmm. because it does have all the recommendations.
And the other thing that I liked about this ordinance too is it makes the permit requirement that outdoor lighting is addressed in the permitting process. So we'd want to see the, what are you going to do for outdoor lighting? Give us examples of what you're going to do. So that way up front, if there's a problem, we can address it instead of after the house is built and lit up. So it just sounds like a better time to address it. So.
And even in here, it does say that we're playing fields 11 p.m. unless prior approval was given. So there are circumstances.
So you have some leeway there.
Right.
It's probably reasonable to get this up. All right, well, I'll put this on a website. Let more people have some time to give us some feedback on it. And we'll put it on our table for the next agenda. Does that sound right to everybody?
Yeah. Sounds good.
So I move that we table item number 3 for our next calendar, our next event.
Second.
And vote.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All right, so let's go back to item number 2. We have a couple of bids come in for the what I refer to as the minor pipeline project. And are there any questions from anybody on this?
I have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Is this the only quote we got, or do we have 2 or 3?
We have another quote.
Is this the lowest or the medium?
It's the lowest.
It's the lowest. Yeah. Okay, it says on the quote that they're... the asphalt that they're putting in is 4 foot wide and 3 inches thick, and it's going to be over $3,000 for a piece.
Yeah,
that seems awful expensive.
Well, it's here their bid. It doesn't matter what they charge or the breakout here doesn't really matter. It's in other words, the bottom number is the one we care about, and the bottom number is the cheapest of any one we got.
I disagree with the cost of the bid then. I think it should be scrutinized a little more than it is. I think it's a little high.
It's the whole length of the street. Mm-hmm.
Unless somebody can explain to me a little bit more on some of the figures on here.
How many square feet is it?
All of these numbers aren't important. This number here is a lot less than the other bid we have. That's all I want to care about.
The quantity on that is 200, so I would assume that's a 4 feet wide by, so it's a 4 foot wide section, 200 units, 200 feet.
Well, it's probably square feet, I imagine, but.
Yeah, it goes through their yard, it goes past and affects your yard, doesn't it? It doesn't go behind his
and,
area too, it goes behind two different lots, if I remember right.
Well, they're only doing the one where they're cutting it out, going into the gores, right?
Right, well, and then they're taking that pipe in behind Miner's property.
He's just talking about asphalt Ferguson. Patch.
This is just asphalt patch.
Asphalt patch.
And it doesn't matter what number he puts there, it's the bottom number we're looking at. And the bottom number is the cheapest one by far than anything else we got. So, anybody else have any comments on it? Any questions on it?
Ballpark, how much was the other one? I mean, just the other bid.
Are we okay to disclose that, or?
You know, I never got a clarification on that. Sean was tied up all day, okay. So.
But consider it more, is what you say.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Okay. I think one important thing to note, if you don't mind, this bid does fall within what was budgeted for this fiscal year.
Was it 40,000 or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other, I think it is okay to say that the other one fell out of that range.
Oh.
So.
I'm good with it. I think we're going to get it done, then we can want to get this tunnel here, this project.
I like the way you put that, Ben. This one's in our budget and the other one's not.
Yeah.
So. So anyway, someone might make a motion on that.
I'll make a motion to approve RFP for Apple Valley Way, Rome Way Drainage Project.
I'll second that.
And vote.
Aye.
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 No. Motion carries. And reports and recommendations. Events committee, Tish?
The only thing we've got coming up is Easter egg hunt on April 18th. And we'll have more details later.
And planning commission, Janet?
Yeah, we just have two items on for a meeting. And then we're going to have a work meeting on the general plan, RV, and shipping containers.
Okay. Fire department, Junior.
Burn season's open. I don't know if people have seen people burning, but people are starting to burn. Keep your eyes out. There's a last year we had a lot of people burning without burn permits, so let me know if you see a burn anymore so I can go check on it, make sure they're doing everything right. So
okay.
We got training, it's training season, so we've had a lot of training lately. We got six guys from the fire department. Five guys, one girl, going through wildland training. So they will be certified by the end of this month through Hilldale. I'm assisting with the instruction on that class through Hilldale. May 2nd, we're going to be having chili cook-off. So that's when we got a date. So it should be on the website, Facebook, I think it is. That's about it. Watch out for the roads. The roads have been bad. We've been having a lot of ATV accidents lately. People hitting road signs and all that stuff. So.
They're drunk?
Yeah. Yeah. 20 of those in a row, and they cause a lot of dust, and people don't see stuff. That's about all I got.
Okay.
Anybody got any question about burn permits or anything, give me a call, and we'll get you figured out. Thank you.
And code enforcement is not here. Roads and storm drainage. Kind of feedback. I guess we can talk about Richard Fisher. Thank you for your help on the Main Street realignment. If you haven't been by there, you'll notice there's a road cut in that's at a 90 degree angle that curves around to Main Street. And that'll be where the new Main Street goes when we get the material hauled in. What we have on the plate right now is just the top layer is moved out of the way so you can see where the road is. And then we have a lot of material to haul in, and the county's going to help us with that. And we have
they're going to help us with cattle guards too, are they?
Cattle guards to put in, and they've promised to help and even pay for and do those. And we have some culverts to put in for drainage and things like that, but so that Main Street realignment is going to be in process. And so
I noticed Main Street, as it comes down the hill, that you were questioning why the trucks were going up and down Main Street, and what they're doing, they're putting in cinder on the really rocky portions, just up to maybe about a half mile past the crest of the hill going down.
Oh, okay.
Are they cinder or real bad?
Cinder, and it's that thick. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you're going to be able to drive up and down that road then?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, they've been going on like crazy for a week or two.
Yeah, they have.
That's a lot of cinders to haul over there. Well, good deal. Maybe we'll be able to actually drive that road now.
Yeah. One thing that UDOT did say about our Main Street realignment is our portion has to be done cindered and usable, and in we have to be using it before they're going to put in the turbines. So
well, they're just going to be putting it out for bid in June. So
in June, but they want our
but
portion of
we'll,
it
done,
and they want us using it before that before they start that.
Okay. And
are they going to block the current road then?
We're supposed to. Once we get ours opened up, we're supposed to fix the fence on the other one and build a berm or something right there.
Well, yeah, we'll take care of that. As soon as we get the cab guards and the road and the,
yep.
We got a little bit of work to do yet, so. I got to get a work assignment from you on that.
Okay.
Call the county first, huh? Let's get them out here hauling stuff. Anyway, so that's all for reports and recommendations and announcements. Public comments, we'll open up the floor for public comments. Anybody else, anything you want to share? No public comments.
Are there any updates on our bathrooms?
Well, we've been waiting. I've been waiting for the freezing temperatures at night to go away. I know Irwin's ready to pour the slab anytime, but we've got to do some undergrounds, and we need to, before we did any of that, I was just waiting for us to not have any more of the freezing temperatures at night.
That's pretty much to grade. We just need to...
It's compacted and engineering's been looked at it and everything.
Footings and get ready to go.
We just need to... I was just waiting for the temperatures to not be freezing, because if you pour it and it freezes, it'll pop.
Yeah.
I'd rather wait till we had warmer weather. So anyway, we'll be jumping on that here real soon.
I was actually going to ask you about that. So I kind of think that... We want to maybe, we can pour the footings on that, but maybe we want to wait to cut up this grass until after the Easter egg hunt, and then come in and pull up the grass and add the extra dirt right after the Easter egg hunt. Try to get that put back before the next event.
Okay.
What do you think?
It's a possibility. Yeah, no, possibility.
No,
it
would just be better than the kids running around in mud.
Yeah, yeah. Well, worry about falling in a trench or something.
Parents would probably appreciate it when they get back to the car.
We can't get the footings poured and get the underground plumbing in the meantime, and just not tear up the grass part yet.
I'll make a mud puddle so the kids can go around and go home.
You know, it could be a really big turnout if we had a great mud
We do need some more dirt hauled in. So if we get, you know, Jerry or somebody back on that town dump truck, I still got a big hole that I had to dig to get to the right pad height, and then we haven't needed much more dirt on this side. So
all right.
Anytime we get a minute.
Well, we're going to haul a little bit in front of the pad for the ADA ramp, too.
We probably need, with our dump truck, probably at least 20 more loads of dirt hauled in.
Okay.
So
all right.
Maybe 25.
That should be fun.
Just fair warning you.
Sounds good. All right. Any other public comments? Anybody?
Yeah. I need your worksheet for the sugar containers before next week.
Okay.
Thank you.
And so I think we could close public comment. And we don't need a closed session. How about anybody want to tackle that last one?
I make a motion we adjourn tonight's meeting.
Second.
Nice.
Vote.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I like it. 29 minutes.